It's a Tuesday. What do we do at this time on a Tuesday? We do the Dial-A-Doc program with FHN. And joining us again today is infection preventionist at FHN, Margie Kortschmeyer. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
I know we always have talked about here for the last few months, we've talked about COVID, but now all of a sudden, Margie, understand that we're seeing an increase in some GI and respiratory problems, not related to COVID maybe. What are you talking about today?
So we've seen some cases of several gastrointestinal illnesses. The one I'm going to talk about today is norovirus. And we've seen two respiratory illnesses, RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, or and parainfluenza.
Is this spreading more than usual?
Well, our numbers have been low. For the last year and a half, we haven't seen these illnesses. So I wouldn't say that it's an increase from usual, but because we usually see the respiratory illnesses more in fall and winter, it's the timing of these that is unusual.
All right. Well, let's talk symptoms, and then who do they affect?
So norovirus, that's the gastrointestinal illnesses. Some people refer to this one as the stomach flu or the cruise ship disease. The symptoms are stomach ache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and anyone can get norovirus. RSV, it's a respiratory virus. Symptoms, runny nose, coughing, sneezing, fever. Some kids may have wheezes in their lungs. Symptoms will occur in stages with this one. And while we see RSV primarily in infants, adults who are vulnerable to illness can also test positive. And those adults that are healthy that come into contact with it will just have more cold-like symptoms. And according to the CDC, almost all kids will have RSV by the time they reach their second birthday.
What about the respiratory side of things?
So RSV is respiratory. Parainfluenza is also respiratory. The symptoms with that one, again, cough, labored breathing, hoarseness. It's, even though it says influenza in it, it's a different virus than seasonal influenza.
All right. So now as we talk about this stuff today, how can these illnesses be treated?
Now, remember that they're all viruses, and viruses aren't treated with antibiotics. So norovirus, there's no treatment. It has to run its course. You drink plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration. RSV, symptom management. Manage the fever and the pain with over-the-counter fever and pain relievers. Acetaminophen or ibuprofen can be used. Never use aspirin for children. Drink plenty of fluids to prevent dehydration. And before giving non-prescription over-the-counter medicines to children, healthcare providers should be notified. Parainfluenza, again, symptom management, acetaminophen and ibuprofen, over-the-counter meds for pain and fever, no aspirin for children. And with this one, you can use a room humidifier or a hot shower that eases that cough and the pain that comes with coughing.
How widespread are these problems right now?
Well, there's been news stories about RSV spreading right now, and we typically see it in the fall and winter months, and we saw very low numbers. I think altogether last year I saw maybe 6 cases of RSV, which was very low, and most of them have just been recently. I think it's because of the prevention strategies we took with COVID that we didn't see those numbers like we typically do. Now we've opened things back up. Precautions have eased, and it's not surprising that we're starting to see the respiratory illnesses and the GI illnesses on the rise.
And how contagious are these things?
Well, they're very contagious. All of them are. Norovirus is very contagious. Transmission, direct contact with an infected person, consuming contaminated food or water, touching a contaminated surface, and then putting your hands in your mouth. And when I talk about putting your hands in your mouth, think about eating a sandwich or some chips where your hands have touched your food, and then those same hands you're eating with. For this one, hand sanitizer is not effective. You have to wash your hands with soap and water. Cleaning and disinfection have to be with bleach-based products. RSV, again, highly contagious, transmitted when the person coughs or sneezes. And like the flu, the droplets can land on a person's nose, eyes, or mouth, and then touching surfaces that have it on it and transferring it to yourself. hand sanitizer is effective for this one, as is most cleaning products, but I really urge people to read labels on their cleaning products before they use them. Pure influenza, again, very contagious. Sneezing and coughing transmits it. It is not the flu. It's a different virus. And the virus can stay alive in the air for up to an hour. Hand sanitizer is effective as most cleaning products. And read, again, your cleaning labels. And it might not say it's good for parainfluenza or RSV. It might just say that it kills respiratory viruses.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist at FHN and the FHN Davidoc program. Margie, is FHN, are you seeing this, these things you're talking about here today, right now? Are you seeing them?
Yes, and the three that I'm talking about, the norovirus, the RSV, the parainfluenza, FHN has recent cases of all of these. Any of the patients who have needed to be hospitalized have been put into isolation precautions so that they don't transmit it to others. And then our cleaning processes depend on the illness and the type of precautions that are needed. And it's so helpful to have our cleaning robot, too.
Now, you talk about the fact that it's around now, that we're seeing this now, kind of a little bit unusual because of the timing. Does that mean that we're going to have more problem when it typically shows up in the wintertime now?
I think this winter and this fall and even the next month or so is going to be, you know, pretty interesting as far as what we're going to see. I've been trying to read up on what's happening in Australia, and of course they're having a very minimal flu season, but that doesn't mean that we're going to, because their timing is different. Their flu season was during a time when the pandemic was kind of really at its height and people were taking precautions. We've eased up, and this concerns me that we don't know what we're going to see coming this fall.
And any suggestions for people to keep, for us to keep ourselves safe from these viruses?
You know, washing your hands with soap and water before you eat and after you use the restroom. When you're buying fruits and vegetables in the store or a farmer's market, think about all the hands that have touched those products. Stay home when you're sick. Remember that hand sanitizer doesn't work for GI illnesses, and neither does regular cleaning products. You have to use those bleach-based cleaning products. You can buy them already made, or you can use one part of bleach to 10 parts of water. For respiratory illnesses, again, don't touch your face in public, and we have talked about that so much during flu season. Depending on what's ahead for us this fall, we may see us having to go back to doing some masks or some other, you know, distancing or things, hopefully not back to where we were before, just to keep everybody healthy. But most importantly, take vaccine for preventable illnesses.
Well, and the other concern, of course, with the COVID variants out there now, they are predicting, they're doing some modeling out there that in the fall and winter, we're going to be back up to maybe, 20% potentially of our maximum. So that could be pushing us up nationwide to about, 50,000 COVID cases in conjunction with what you're talking about here today as well, right?
Yeah, fall is going to be very concerning. I don't think we reached the number of people vaccinated that we wanted to get to. So, I was just reading this morning that Pfizer isn't sure whether or not they're going to put out a booster yet. They're not sure people are going to need it. There are some cases of some people that have gotten COVID after being vaccinated, but it's very, very rare, and they're not sure how heavy their viral load is if they do get it. So they're not sure there's going to be a booster yet.
All right, very good. Margie, always great information. If people want to find out more about what you talked about today, how can they do that?
You can go to FHN.org and look for these topics to be on one of our homepage stories, and then use reputable sites, CDC, and keep up with the Illinois Department of Public Health so you know what precautions you need to take to stay healthy.
All right. Great to talk to you, Margie. Talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist at FHN here today. Preceding, by the way, brought to you today by FHN.